Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to kind of continue in, of course, what's going on in the world. And unfortunately, I'm fairly certain it's a distraction from some other things that might be going on. But I wanted to kind of reminisce a little bit. Something that President Barack Obama said last night kind of upset me. And it set my wheels to turning, as usual. And I thought, well, who's running this show? Now, that's a joke. It goes back to my mentor days with Derry Brownfield. One day we were doing the show, and I was running the phones, and a man named Scott, a producer named Scott, was filling in for the regular producer. Derry gives his producers a hard time, and that's putting it lightly. Usually in a fun way. Sometimes he gets aggravated at him. But anyway, he was making a demand. He wanted something done of this producer. And this producer really caught Derry off guard. Because, you know, the producer's the one in charge. And he looks at him, he goes, who's running this show? And Derry thought it was pretty funny. And it ended up a running joke for many, many years. And I even ended up writing an article using that same title. So that's kind of what I'm doing today. Who's running this show? We're looking at many obstacles in this nation that are a threat. None of them are climate change. I'm going to keep going back to that because the Democrat Party in their debate, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton claim climate change is still our greatest threat. They refuse to call ISIS ISIS. They refuse to say it's radical Islam. They refuse to recognize what the threat and the enemy is at this current time, even with this attack in Paris. Well, climate change is not a threat unless we start connecting some dots, which I will do later on. If I was Paris, I'd cancel the climate change summit. If I was the president of Paris, I would cancel the climate change summit. Obama made it clear in his speech last night, or yesterday, I heard it last night, he did it yesterday, that the U.S. will not be a leader against terror. He called such talk nonsensical. It kind of makes you proud to be an American, doesn't it? Not that I'm anxious to get into a war and be the leader in a war. But Obama is okay with bringing the refugees in and putting his own people at risk here in the United States of America. But he will not take the lead to eliminate the risk. Now, during this press conference, there was at least two times when a reporter got up and asked a question after Obama had already given his speech about us taking the lead, about America doing something a little more aggressive, about changing the strategy or upping the strategy. He got aggravated at them. I guess you're not listening to me. I just went through all that. And when the second question came, he said, well, maybe I need to say it all over again. He was aggravated at them even implying that the United States should do something a little different than what we're doing. I've been following the tweets. I know I told you this here. But I've been kind of a little more vigilant about it here in the last 3 weeks. But Donald Trump sent out a tweet this morning and ask if the president was insane with the continuation of bringing in these refugees. Well, I tweeted back to him, he's either insane, incompetent, doesn't care, or he's one of them. regardless of which it is, America is in danger, and we are in danger. Obama seems to ignore the threat, or any threat, to our economy. But is convinced that the weather is who America needs to battle and throw the money at. Who's running this show in the United States of America? Well, like I said yesterday, we the people have an obligation to our next generations. We the people have laid back and allowed politicians to practice their greed. We the people need to stop being patient and start being active. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women will submit to burdens laid upon them by their government. And that's a George Washington quote. We the people, to be the government. We were supposed to be the government, but we failed by turning the helm over to the elected. We've been lazy and overly trusting. We need to stop that now, and we need to stop having so much patience. Obama seems to be more aggressive against we the people than any outside terrorist threat. Obama doesn't think twice before abusing our Constitution and stealing our liberties. Obama is in charge, but not in a good way. We need we the people to be the leaders, to make those phone calls, to be sure to be active locally. We the people should be running the show. We should be the ones that are in the control room like the producer. I couldn't do anything without my producer. He is in control. He's at the helm. He's running the show, literally, technically. We the people should be that producer that's running the show, taking things in the hand and taking things seriously. So who's running this show? It should be you. It should be me when we're talking about the United States of America. We already have some phone calls. We've got Warren from Missouri. Warren, how are you today?
Hey, I'm number one.
What's that?
I said I'm number one already.
You're number one? You are.
No, I'm the first caller.
You are. You're number one.
I want to know why our great governor of Missouri doesn't join about 50 or 16 other governors of these states to not permit these people to come in.
Well, that was going to be part of my next segment, but you're absolutely right. We are the missing, our governor is not. Well, I can tell you why he's not.
Well, go ahead.
It doesn't fit in his agenda.
Yeah.
He is a Democrat, tried and true, not a Missourian, and he's going to do whatever Obama bids him to do. And
yeah,
so is Claire McCaskill.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, so is Roy Blunt most of the time.
Well, I call to come up with an idea. Why don't we flood his telephone up there, emails, telephone calls, or some kind of system that you can use to let him know that the thousands of people in this state don't want this to happen, and see if we can do something about it.
I think you're absolutely right. Do you have that phone number?
No,
I don't either.
I'm gonna
have to let you go because we're going into a break, Warren. But you're absolutely right, and that was part of what I was going to talk about in the next segment. So I appreciate your call. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Who's running this show? Get on the phone and let them know you're running this show. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com. A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the states that are going to try and block refugees from coming in. And Warren is absolutely right. Missouri is not on that list, but there's other states that are not on that list. And it has already come out from the White House. It doesn't matter what the governors say. They're going to have to take them in anyway. He's going to force it. So I guess we would have to say in the United States of America, there's no longer any sovereignty. There's only tyranny. And I have a list of things that President Barack Obama has done to go around the Constitution and around Congress. And unfortunately, Congress has made it way too easy for him to do that. I'm not going to let them off the hook. But in the wake of this Paris attack, most Americans are a little bit apprehensive about bringing in refugees. Now, somebody had mentioned, and I had mentioned it a long time ago, but somebody else had mentioned here recently that only women and children under 10. And I think that's not a bad idea, except that even the women will blow themselves up. And they use the children to do it as well. So are we safe with any of them? They have no vetting. That's been made clear. There's no way to vet these. There's no way to check and see who's who coming across these borders, bringing in these refugees. Now, these are the states, and if you are one of the states, you need to make those phone calls yet still to make sure that they know that you're happy with them. But these are the states that are going to oppose bringing in the Syrian refugees. These are the governors: Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Jersey, whoa, Chris Christie, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Wisconsin. Now, I don't know off the top of my head, but I would venture to guess that either the majority of or all of these are Republican governors making a statement, more of a political statement than really anything else. Unfortunately, that's the way my mind goes lately, especially coming into an election year. However, Kentucky governor-elect Matt Bevin, he's also on this. He will also be on this list. As of December 8th, he takes the helm in the state of Kentucky, and he says they will oppose the settlement of refugees in their state. So, will they be allowed to put their foot down and claim their sovereignty, or will they be forced into bringing in refugees? America has a big heart. Americans have big hearts. But with what has happened, it is obvious that President Barack Obama and his administration do not have a clue of what's going on. Just hours before Paris was attacked, he says the terrorists are contained. ISIS is contained. Well, where were they contained, Mr. President? And at least one of these that attacked in Paris was a refugee that was allowed into the country. They know that for certain. At least one of them was a refugee. So if we bring in, I don't know, they're saying 10,000 now, Hillary wants to bring 65,000, it's 100,000, it just keeps going up and up and up. Say it's only 1 or 2% of that. I'm sure it'll be higher, but if it was only 1 or 2%, is that really worth the risk to your children, your grandchildren, to the citizens of Missouri, to the citizens of whatever state you're in, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia? These are the ones that have already ousted, say they're going to fight it. Missouri is not going to fight it. We have a Democrat governor who really doesn't care. As long as he's hooked to the hip with the Democrats, he's okay with that. He couldn't control Ferguson. How's he going to control something like this? He can't control what's going on in Columbia. How's he going to control something like this? We got people in Missouri worried about their feelings. They need safe spaces. What's going to happen to their feelings if somebody blows somebody up? You need to grow up. Realize being a citizen of your state, of your country, comes with obligations, comes with responsibilities, and life isn't fair. They're upset that they've had to take a back seat to all this. And as the mother, I'm thinking they need to grow up. Go to your room and think about it for a little bit by yourself. Well, Warren is correct. Our state is not standing. Our state didn't stand and do anything correct. You know, we're called the show me state. Well, right, lately we've been showing a lot of things wrong. But during this segment, I wanted to talk a little bit about this climate change issue. I don't want to talk about climate change. I want to talk about the issue. The only threat to climate change, the only threat climate change is to this nation, is when you connect the dots. The money that is foolishly spent or given away, and the strict demands and regulations put on we the people and the U.S. businesses by the EPA and other bureaucratic departments. Climate change worshipers are a threat to this nation, but the hoax in and of itself, climate change, is not a threat. It is the Chicken Little. The sky is falling. They have predicted many, many things, and nothing yet has come through. Not one prediction yet has happened. While I believe in conservation myself, I believe in being a good steward. I believe that's the Christian way. I do not believe in foolish wastefulness, wasteful spending, or the killing of jobs in America. I don't believe that Al Gore is correct when he says American people should be punished if they don't believe in climate change. These demands by the unelected bureaucrats to make all America comply and bow to climate change is the real threat. And what they're doing is unconstitutional. So, again, I say, who's running this show? To this day, it is still legal to think for yourself. Maybe not tomorrow, but today it still is. And I suggest we all start doing a little more of that and stop trusting these elected and the unelected officials. Because they're like making a mess of everything. America needs to take the lead. We the people need to take that lead. A lead in the world in common sense, and lead in the world for freedom and liberty. There's more we can do with the refugees besides house them here. There are other options. We could set up safe places for them in their homeland. We could help them that way. And the countries could gather and bring the food in and help them get established there. Find some safe area, but not bring them into this country. It is too high a risk. And we do need to take the lead in figuring out the best way to handle the refugees. Because some of them are innocent, but I got a feeling the majority of them are Trojan horses invading countries. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website, support our sponsors, join the show on Facebook, follow Beth Ann on Twitter, contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and the title of today's show is Who's Running This Show? And kind of going back to what it upset me how the president said it more than anything. But to say it's nonsensical to even talk about the United States taking the lead in world matters, it cut to the quick. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. Well, first of all, I'd like to report that in my part of the world, I'm having some serious issues with climate change. Last weekend, it was sunny and about 60 or so. That was, you know, miserable rain in the 40s, and they're saying we're probably going to have snow next weekend. So we definitely do have climate change in America. It can't be denied.
Okay. We call them seasons.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then there's also that Indian summer that happens, you know.
But, you know, Russia has been hit. France has been hit. I have to think within the next couple of weeks we're going to be hit. You know, we definitely are on their target list. The fact they've been able to pull off two major attacks this soon, I have to think that they've got a third or a fourth, perhaps one in Great Britain planned. So we might be in for a rough couple of weeks.
They said Rome, London, and D.C. That's what they said on Friday night, and that was going across the Twitter feeds.
Yeah.
And it was coming supposedly from somebody in the ISIS group. These people aren't, they're not backwoodsmen, so to speak. I don't know if that's what you are in the desert or not. They're not nomads in that respect, that they don't know anything, that they have no technology or any sources or of social media and all that. They are on it. I'll tell you what, you know, Steve, I look up pictures to post with whenever I'm introducing what the show is going to be today on Facebook or out on Twitter. And I'll try and get a picture that goes along with it, or else I throw one of mine in there. And yesterday I was looking for a picture of ISIS, just something of ISIS. And what I came up with was horrific. It's just horrific what these people are doing.
Sure.
You know, we want to complain about waterboarding in Gitmo.
Yeah.
I saw where they had men tied like an animal above a fire with their hands and their feet, burning them alive.
Yeah.
I saw where they had crucified others. Now, we're talking about bringing these people to our land.
Sure. You know, it's funny that they have been educated in America. They've gone back. They have the internet for resources. And they still have, you know, 12th century values. And, you know, what a dynamic combination for evil.
Mm. A great way of putting it, Steve. A great way of putting it. But people need to understand, they're not just sitting over there in the desert thinking up things to do. They are plotting. And they're using social media. They're using all the resources everyone else is using. It's not like they, like I said, it's not like they're in a cave.
Sure. Sure.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Steve. Thank
sure.
you.
So
we have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
How are you, Beth?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
I think the very, very utmost important thing to remember is when the United States gets hit again, that this was hit under the watch of the Obama nation there,
uh-huh.
Mr. Big Mouth, the man that would tell you, you can't have a fire extinguisher in your house. You can't have a smoke alarm because your house might catch on fire. And you can't own a gun because if you own a gun, you can't protect yourself.
Mm.
You know, let's get away from this backwards thinking. Real quick, Friday night I caught a little bit of the episode here in France, and one of the corporate talking heads made a comment about this is what could happen to France because it is a free and open society. Because they were so vulnerable and so soft. Well, first off, France is not a free and open society. I believe France is pretty much a communist country. It's definitely heavily socialist. I understand that there are in the Paris area, there are neighborhoods where the police refuse to go in because they would not come out alive, and those are predominantly Muslim areas. And I also believe that the people in France do not own guns.
No, I think they have very strict gun control there. They do not own guns.
Yes. And we just got to remember, you know, America, I think, is finally starting to smell the coffee. And what we're smelling is not coffee. They can tell us whatever. But, you know, if it looks like a cow pie and it smells like a cow pie, you don't need to do the four-step method every time you come up to it. It looks like one. It smells like one. Stick your finger in it. It feels like one. And then put your finger in your mouth and taste it.
Oh, that's just gross, Mike.
Well, that's the four-step scientific method. And that's forgivable at one time. But for these people that walk across the pasture and have to test every cow pie by that, there's something drastically wrong with that kind of thinking. And that is what is predominantly pushing this country from the Washington area. People that, you know, if it looks like a duck, it might be a giraffe. Well, no. You know, we're not there.
Well, you know, now that is our logic right now. You know, just because they have the anatomy of a female or a male doesn't mean that's what they are in their mind. And yet, we're supposed to believe that and not believe the opposite of the sciences. You know, they've got these paid scientists that are receiving all kinds of research monies. They're the ones that are promoting climate change. The ones that are on the other board that are doing research, they're the ones that say, no, it's a hoax. It's not real. Even some of them were at one time were on the other side. So we're not supposed to accept that kind of science, but we're supposed to throw we're supposed to accept their scientists that are paid for, but we're supposed to throw away biology class when it comes to the genders.
You know,
we are a messed up society, and there's no other way of putting it.
and we have generations of it.
Yes,
and the only mercenaries in the world are not necessarily those that travel with guns and bombs. They have mercenaries in all walks of life, in the medical and the science community, and those are just people that do what they're told for the pay that they get. And it's come to a point now. I think America is on the precipice. And I'll conclude with this: when you get to the edge of the cliff and the bad guys are pushing on you, God gives you three choices there, and actually He only gives you one. You can jump over the cliff by yourself because they're going to get you. You can B, you can fight back and let them see what happens, or you can let them push you over. And God did not put us here to jump off the cliff or to let them push us off the cliff without resistance. We're here to stand up and do what is righteous. So thank
all
you
right.
for everything.
Okay,
Dad.
Mike, I appreciate it.
You're doing a great job, and we really appreciate you. You take care.
Thank you.
And great callers.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We have David from Nebraska. David, how are you today?
Beth?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I just wanted to remind your listeners that the Boston Marathon bombers were refugees.
Yes, they were.
That's all I had. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. We do need that reminder. And, you know, I might add, yesterday I was looking for my notes from yesterday and couldn't find them. But yesterday I mentioned what I thought we should do, at least from my point of view as an American citizen. And one is we need to secure those borders. We need to stop letting the inflow. It has nothing to do with just not letting Mexicans in. There's more crossing those borders than just the Mexican people who want to come into this nation. We need to close the borders on all corners of our nation. And then we need to start looking from within. Those that are here illegally, anybody who has committed a crime, needs to go. And I won't go any deeper into that. We need to never, ever give up our right to carry a gun. Stock up on your ammo. The United States should have taken the lead. We're not going to take the lead because Obama doesn't want to take the lead. So again, we are losing more respect throughout the world. I'm not so concerned about that as I am about the safety of you, of our neighbors, of our children, and our grandchildren. Make those phone calls. I do have the number for Missouri, and I should have given it to you, but I had the phone call, so I will give it when we come back from this break. The number to call here is 877-895-5410. If you're in Missouri, I do have the governor's phone number, and I will give that when we come right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience confidence in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSC Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new Common Sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are in the final segment of today's show. Today's show is Who's Running This Show? And I had a little segment at the very beginning of the show to explain what I meant by that. We the people are supposed to be running this show. We the people are the government of this nation. But we have entrusted a government incorporated, and the people that we elect seem to be on the board of a government incorporated. So they're no longer making decisions for you and I, but decisions for the corporation. And that is putting it simple. Now, I also told you, and I hope you got your pencil ready, your pencil or pen or whatever, the governor's office in Missouri, I have two numbers to call. Are you ready? 573-751-3222. That's 573-751-3222. Now, that is the capital, the 751 are state office numbers. Now, there is also a St. Louis number, 314-340-6900. That's 314-340-6900. Okay? Now, during the break, I decided, well, I needed to find my simple strategy that I had read to you yesterday and bring that back out. These attacks will be at home. And yesterday I wrote a blog. I don't know if you follow my website or not, but every now and then I get a blog on there. I should do it every day, but I don't. I don't get time to do it every day. I'm running behind in every part of my life, I think, right now. But what happened in Paris will not stay in Paris. We will have an attack. I believe that we need to arm our military on their bases and at their recruiting centers. That needs to be back the track up, arm the military, have them ready. Two reasons. Usually those recruiting centers are in malls or strip malls. So if they're armed and something happens not there, but within the mall, they're right there, ready to go. Americans, never give up. Never give up your Second Amendment. Never give up your guns. Never. Push back. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, they want more gun control. Push them back. Push them back. Secure our borders and stop the inflow. Stop it now. Get control of it. Raise the intel across this nation. You and I need to know more about what's going on. You and I need to pay more attention to our neighborhoods. No refugees. None on this land. No sanctuary cities from now on. It's done. No more. Keep Gitmo. Keep it going. ISIS will attack the innocent and the unarmed because they do not have a standing army like a nation. So they will attack where they can do the most damage. They are cowards. They go to where they're, and thugs. They go to where no one else can shoot back. They know where that is. They will attack in a way that you will not be aware. Whether it's flying planes into buildings, or coming into a theater and just starting shooting like they did in Paris. They are willing to die for their cause. Are we as American people willing to live for our cause? We have Gary from Missouri. Gary, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, Beth Ann, and hope you're doing fine.
I'm doing okay.
I want to let you know, I did call the governor's office yesterday, and I talked to whoever answers the phone, and they gave me the excuse that it's the federal government that has total control over that. Mm-hmm. And the governor has no say-so. And, of course, I tried not to get too rough with him, but I told him, I says, but our representation is the governor. And I also called our senators, Roy Blunt and Claire McCaskill, and they were nice enough to take the message, and they would pass it on to them. So, you know, I think at least they know my opinion.
Well, that's what you need to do.
I told them my concern about securing the border. And, of course, there again, they just took the message and that was it. And it just kind of leaves you hanging out there, you know, how far does it go? You know, does the message really get through? I will say Sam Graves has been awful good about getting back with me when I have a complaint. And, but he doesn't have the answers. He just has to,
pat you on the back.
Yeah.
Stroke you a little bit. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
We have to stay vigilant. And,
right.
You know, they have forgotten that word sovereign.
Right.
They don't understand what it means to be a sovereign citizen or a sovereign state or a sovereign nation. And, you know, the federal government, the D.C. occupiers, they have one particular job that is their job, and that is to secure the borders and keep this nation safe.
Mm-hmm.
So Governor Nixon has an obligation to at least tell Obama, don't do this. Don't do this. It's the wrong thing to do. He has that obligation for the Missouri people. He won't do it, but he has that obligation. He's vetting for him and Claire McCaskill. They're vetting for something in Hillary's cabinet or in Hillary's administration. That's what they're doing.
I don't even want to think about that.
Well, that's what they're after.
I know. Well, nice talking to you, Beth Ann.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Gary. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
You know, there's an awful lot of American people that have common sense. And, of course, you know, the majority of my listeners, the majority of you out there, you down-home country folk. You use common sense. You may not all have the higher up college educations. And then again, maybe you do. I don't. But what you have is of great value. And maybe you think your phone calls don't count. But when they start getting thousands of phone calls, they think a little bit about something, even if it's just to postpone it. You know, some things never seem to go away. They come back with a different name. They postpone them. But part of bringing America home is for we the people, the Republic, to take charge, to be the ones running the show. Because that's how we were set up to be governed. We the people. It means so very much to me to have coffee with you each day and to hear your voices and to know I'm not just a lone wolf crying in the wilderness, that I have family, I have friends, I have neighbors, American patriots that are willing to make calls, to do what they need to do in their communities and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is fast, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
1-877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.